But time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your radio host, and I am going to talk about something that's in the air. Well, it's almost spring. At least it feels a little spring-like out there now that the temperatures are warming up and the day's getting a little longer. But a lot of people are starting to want to get away. Vacations. It is that time, and I'm always asked, how can I go on vacation? How could I take a road trip without derailing? Well, vacation time is a time to relax. It's time to unwind and explore a new location and have time with your family. So it comes as no surprise that many people tend to gain weight while they're away on these trips with sugary cocktails, local cuisine, and lazy beach days. You might find yourself going from bathing suit ready to hiding under that baggy cover up. Well, that's not something that you want to do, especially after you have worked so hard year round to get into that bathing suit. It does not have to be that way. And the Get You Fit way is not that way. It is absolutely possible to have a good time without sacrificing fun or sabotaging all the hard work that you have put in before your trip. These expert-approved tips that I'm going to share today will keep you on track while you're clocked out. So everybody knows that losing weight can be tough. It's something that I spend all day long directing people to do. And as somebody that is sitting on my end of the chair or the table, directing people's diets and navigating their health into managing a healthier lifestyle, there is nothing worse than watching somebody toss it all away over a week or less, a weekend. Imagine setting a weight loss goal. Imagine reaching it, achieving it, going on vacation, and then facing all of the temptations, especially if you happen to be on one that has an all-you-can-eat buffet. Funny that I'm doing this show today because just this afternoon, I had a call with a client of mine who's a dear friend also, and she has met her goals and she's been working really, really hard, and she's finally going away on a vacation with her family. And as everybody knows, vacations have been canceled multiple times over the last year. And so this is one that she is very much looking forward to. And she is a nervous wreck about derailing. She's nervous about losing all of her hard work and progress. And so our conversation today pretty much dictated what this show is going to be about. So I'm going to share with you the tips that I shared with her. And the bottom line is, you must plan. Just like anything, planning is essential. When you are on vacation, you should plan ahead. Pick out the restaurants that you're going to. It's no different than here. When I have my clients going out to dinner here, I tell them to look up where they're going, pick out their meal ahead of time, look it up so that they are aware of what they're taking in for the day. And definitely don't go into any situation without knowing what your options are. There are healthy entrees everywhere. And obviously staying away from butter and cheese and cream sauces are the way to go. Now, again, you're on vacation, so there is a little bit of a fine line. You want to have some fun, but you want to be aware of the fact that you're there for an extended period of time. So you don't want to toss it all away on that first night. So modify, but also have fun. Even with all of these tips, it might stall your progress a little bit, but you're on vacation. And just like I told my client today, going on vacation is not about losing weight. It's not about going and excelling on a program while you're there. It is about having fun, and it is about staying on track and maintaining your goals. Don't let your weight loss goals take over your vacation, because you do need to relax and you do need to enjoy yourself and you do need to have that downtime. And you could do this all while making healthy choices all at the same time. All right, so big tip. Pick your indulgences. Remember, vacations are more about just food. And I know I've been on many vacations myself, and we usually travel and go to all-inclusive type situations where the food is just galore. And I see it all the time. People go to eat. And if that is your thing, then that is your thing. However, spending time with loved ones, enjoying new sights, and having new experiences are also what vacations are really all about. Certainly, you want to allow yourself a splurge during a vacation. I mean, why go to Louisiana if you're not going to have a beignet, right? If you're going to go to New York and not try their pizza, that's insane. You have to try, but you don't need to eat your way through the city. Allow yourself a splurge, enjoy it, and then move on. Vacations could easily become a free-for-all. And as soon as you allow that to happen, it really will become that. And then it will spill over into your regimen when you get back home. All right. So depending on your vacation, you might have an opportunity to not eat out every single meal. If you are going somewhere like a bed and breakfast, or you're at a hotel that has a kitchenette, you can save a lot of calories and money during your trip. Try eating out occasionally, maybe one meal a day. Pick some of your breakfast options that you can have at home. There's a lot of things that you can whip up, such as snacks, right there in the kitchen, and this is going to drop your caloric expenditure down by quite a bit. One of the things that you can certainly do, no matter where you are, is try and find a local farmer's market or a grocery store, and you could pick up some breakfast snacks, some vegetables, some fruits. And if there isn't one and you're staying at a place that is a buffet situation, do what I do. It's all you can eat, right? Well, I would always grab an apple and bring it back to the room with me, and that would be my afternoon snack. And be mindful of that, because when you don't have a kitchen, you are going to get hungry, and then you're going to find yourself at the ice cream bar. So if you're aware of it, grab that apple, grab a couple bananas, and this way you are one step ahead of the game. All you can eat places can be very dangerous. However, if you are keeping track of your intake, and I'm not suggesting that you pull out your food log while you're on vacation, again, enjoy yourself, but mentally log. Keep track of what you're eating. Don't be that bottomless pit that just keeps filling up their plate. Be aware of what you're doing. If you are going to make multiple trips up to the buffet, again, make sure you are paying attention to your intake. Mindless eating behaviors occur when we don't see what we're putting down. And so remember, if you see it, you eat it. If you don't see it, it still has been eaten. That perfect example of the chicken wing example that I gave a couple episodes ago, where the waitresses pulled away the chicken wing debris from the restaurants and the patrons ate double or triple the amount when they weren't seeing the bones. So be aware of what you're doing. All right, so big one here, and of course you know that this was coming because why would Irene do a show and not mention this? Be active on your trip. Whether or not you are planning to be active on your trip, more than likely you're going to be walking a lot. I'm not saying that your trip should be an active trip, such as a hiking trip or a trip where you're doing all kinds of physical activities, but more than likely you are going to be walking. And those steps are going to add up. I actually did a survey a couple years ago where I had my clients keep track of steps when they went to Disney, Vegas, and Europe. And believe it or not, the overall step average a day at those three destinations was 8 to 10 miles, which is mind-boggling. But if you think about it, you're walking around all day long. So make sure that you pack those gym shoes and understand that those are extra calories that you're burning. And so if you're nervous about eating those scoops of ice cream or having those extra beverages at the pool, remember, you're on vacation, you are a little bit more active, so it is going to balance out. If you are somebody that likes to exercise, always pack some running shoes, even if you're not a runner, because more than likely your hotel is going to have some sort of gym or an activity center for you to go out and get some exercise. All right, so the next big one, right after exercise, comes drinking. When there's vacation, there's beverages. And I'm sure you all heard my show not too long ago on how to lose and still booze. Well, drinking in moderation is the key, especially while you're on vacation. When you're on vacation, the drinks are plenty. They might start coming out at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And so alcohol can be a large source of your caloric intake. You can cut the calories quite a bit by mixing your alcohol with low calorie mixers, such as seltzer water or zero calorie drinks, and even try alternating your beverages, your alcoholic beverages, with plain old water, especially if you are somewhere really, really warm. You're out in the sun and you're going to be dehydrated. So make sure that you are paying attention to your intake because, again, you're starting your drinking a lot earlier and you're going to take in a lot more alcohol than you normally think. Make sure you're also eating in between these beverages because we all know what happens if you drink on an empty stomach. A little trick, if you're going to a vacation spot and you are worried about them not having lower calorie beverages, you could easily pack some Crystal Light, or conveniently, those little Crystal Light squeeze bottles that you can get. They're those Mio drops. You can get them anywhere. They're convenient. You can throw them in your beach bag. And this way you can order your clear alcoholic beverage with water and ice and put a little drop or two of your favorite drink in there, your favorite flavoring rather, and there you go. Now you have no added sugar. So little drink special there for you. Okay, so next, what happens if you are on vacation and you find yourself overdoing it? This happens a lot. You might be day three, day four, you're trucking along, everything is going smoothly, and then here comes the derail. What do you do? If you're just joining us, you're listening to WHRULP, Irene Cook, and I am talking about how to stay on track while you're on vacation. And if you're just joining us, I was about to say what to do if you find yourself off track when you're on vacation. Oftentimes we leave with the best intentions and we leave with the best things in mind. But if you're on your trip and you get derailed, you should try the clean slate rule. Don't assume that if you are 2 or 3 days in and you have overdone it and you find yourself not feeling great because you are eating foods and drinking beverages that you're not fond of, start fresh. It's not too late. You don't have to throw the entire week away. You will be more than happy that you started over. And that clean slate rule is one that I generally recommend that people do anyways. So it is not too late. You don't have to surrender to your weakness and take the whole trip down with you, because the aftermath of that will have severe consequences. Speaking of rules, there's the clean slate rule. There's also the 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule is a rule that I like to have my clients do when they're on vacation. 80% is healthy choices. 20% is having some fun. I think that that is a really nice balance. It's a really good way to have a healthy meal, but also splurge a little. So 80% means you are enjoying your meals, you're enjoying your breakfast. The 20% might mean you're throwing some extra cheese on your entrees. It might mean some pina coladas at the pool. You're indulging a little, and you are definitely still following up with your fitness goals. There's nothing worse than being on vacation and not feeling so great in your bathing suit at about day 5. Another thing that I'd like to point out, and this is something that I talked about today with my client, is when you're home and you're following a regimen. For example, you drink a protein shake every day after the gym. So protein shakes, 210 calories. That is something that you do every day. It's part of your caloric intake. When you're on vacation, you don't have the protein powder with you, nor should you. You're on vacation. Theoretically, if you were to have 210 calories of ice cream on occasion on vacation, for that 1 week, your body is not going to derail. It's going to read that caloric exchange as the same. Now, mind you, it's not, because we're talking about 210 calories of sugar versus 210 calories of protein. But again, you're on vacation and it is just 1 week. Calorically, you're coming out equal. And this was an epiphany that I had when I went to Punta Cana a couple years ago, where I was not having my protein shake after my drink. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to have this soft serve ice cream. It was just so good. And I was very careful not to overdo it, like everybody else at the pool was overdoing it. And I was mindful. I enjoyed it. It was delicious. It was not something I knew I was going to continue every day when I got home. I mean, it certainly is something I would have loved to continue every day when I got home. But in reality, that made me feel truly like I was on vacation. And I had zero regrets and I gained zero weight. So that is a really great way to go into it. 80-20. And remember, the 80% is the healthy percent. So if you're hearing this, make sure that I've clarified that point, clarified that. And so if you're a sweets person, and you're at a buffet and there's all these amazing sweets, or the waiter comes out with the sweets, certainly enjoy. But more than likely, after you've had a full meal, you're full. And in my opinion, after you've sat at a restaurant and you've eaten probably appetizers and a salad and then a full entree, the very last thing you should be doing is eating dessert right after that. So my suggestion is, if you're on vacation, you have all the time in the world, right? You're not necessarily having to get up the next day to go to work. You have no time restraints. So don't have the dessert immediately after dinner. Space it out. Go for a walk. Go to an activity. Go to a show. Go sightseeing. And then have the dessert. You're enjoying yourself. You're enjoying life. And you are ordering dessert when you really want it. You're going to savor it more. I can tell you it is going to be a lot more satisfying because eating it when you are full is, of course, going to taste amazing, but it's going to taste a lot better when you're hungrier a little bit later. And then another tip is split the dessert. You don't have to feast on a humongous piece of cheesecake all by yourself. Oftentimes, a few bites is pretty much all we need anyways. So aim for satisfying your dessert craving with a handful of bites that you take, and this way you'll definitely savor them. So going on with that, I think that I've covered a lot of the bases, but one thing that I didn't talk about is, as a whole, what you want to remember while you're on vacation is try to keep your day and your diet about as close as you would any other normal day. So wake up in the morning, don't skip your breakfast. Just like I talk about on the weekends, people derail on the weekends because we're off schedule. Same thing with vacations. We get up, we don't eat breakfast, and so 10 o'clock rolls around and we're famished, and we hit up the first buffet we see and we overeat. And I know if you're listening, you're thinking about those vacations where you never really eat at normal meal times. You know, you have your 10 o'clock and then you have your 2 o'clock and you have your, you know, 10 p.m. meals. So try to stay on your normal meal times as much as you can. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. Pack reusable water bottles. Since the big influx of Yeti and insulated water bottles now, when I've gone on vacation, I see people carrying around their water bottles. Bring that to the pool. Make sure that you are drinking that water. Most people don't drink enough water when they're traveling, and they make the huge mistake of confusing thirst for hunger. And that's just something that we generally do anyways. When you are out to eat and you are dining out, start with a fibrous salad. You don't have to have a huge meal every time. Filling up with veggies at first can help you avoid overeating. Just like I talk about in all of my other shows, it's kind of like a binge blocker. Set yourself up with success. You don't need to go into every meal thinking it's your last. You will enjoy it that much more if you savor it. Be permissive. Instead of having a restrictive mind, like no fried foods, I can't have bread, I can't have carbs, have a mindset that will allow you to have some things. Again, you're on vacation. You're going to be in situations where you're not going to be able to have healthy food only. And if that is the case, portion size will dictate your decision. So what I'm saying is, if you are at a restaurant and they're serving you fried foods and there's nothing else for you to select, watch your portions. Eat half of it. Eat a smaller amount of it. Don't just cave to the temptation of eating as much as you can because you figured you've blown it. And certainly try and find as much fiber as you can. If they're serving salads, load up on the salads. And again, drink that water. Dieting is challenging. And of course, it is something that a lot of people have had a really hard time tackling. But if you have conquered it and you do go on vacation, all bets can be off. At home, of course, you can create the routines and the habits to support your lifestyle change. But when you're in a different environment, it is going to be different. Don't be afraid. Have a good time. And for those of you that weigh yourself regularly, forget the scale. You need to trust yourself for a week. I'm often asked, should I pack the scale? Should I pack my scale? Again, it's vacation. Leave the scale at home. You have to trust yourself and you have to trust your judgment. And your family does not need to see you stressing out about your food and your weight. So don't fear it. It might be hard for you to stick to your diet while you're on vacation, but you need to trust yourself. Enjoy your vacation without throwing your progress out the window. And your goal should not be to derail. Losing weight is one thing, but losing sight of what you are going on vacation for is another thing. You've lost weight, you've hit your goal, you've made good strides. Pat yourself on the back. This is not an easy thing to do. Appreciate your hard work and how hard it was to get here. And don't stress about gaining a pound or two on vacation, because if you've lost weight, you know how to lose that pound or two. You're on vacation. Enjoy your time and enjoy the rest of the day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you've done.